טוב צריכס, סיב טס. בכל בזמן הזה שאין יוכל לשוחת ולמום, אין חוכם יוכל לרויס ביונטב, ויש למום. Nowadays we can't שייך את הבכל, we don't have בייס המקדוש. Once it has a mum, then it's edible by Kohanim, and it's supposed to be given to the Kohanim. And since we need somebody to check if it has a mum, you cannot check that mum on Yontov. It's like paskening a dinner, which you can't do on Yontov. If you have a roi, you must have a mum, and you have a shocht. Even if you transgress this halacha and you checked it out and didn't have a mum, you cannot rely on that to shecht them on Yontov because of the problem of muksa. If it was born with a mum, and Yibedevid checked out the mum on Yontov, and then you can shecht it. Why is this better? There's no muksa because Benish Moshe, so you could have eaten it by shechting the mother. The halacha is you shecht the mother, you could eat the uber inside of it. And it didn't yet have the kedushas bechor till it was born. So since Benish Moshe was edible, then if it was born on Yontov and it has a mum, you could eat it also because it wasn't muksa Benish Moshe. But if you checked it for Yontov and you saw it was mum that made it possible to shecht it and eat it, there's another problem. If intentionally the mum was made, then you cannot rely on that mum. So as long as you know there was a mum from before Yontov, just to check out if it was made intentionally or not, then you can do it on Yontov. This b'chor is muksa because you can't shecht it on Yontov. And it was the type of b'chor that you now shecht on Yontov. And therefore, you're not allowed to pick it out of the bowl. And you have to leave it in the hole and just give it to eat over there and take it after Yontif.